I want to welcome everybody to an historic and a unique occasion. I want to start by welcoming the fourth graders from Anderson Eastside. And and I'm told we have a lot of high school students who, like the Eastsiders, were already planning to be here. I'd love to tell y'all that we put this entire program together just for your benefit, but you'd probably know I was kidding. I want to thank everybody for being here. It is not unusual for us to have an occasion to sign a bill that we think is really important to Indiana's future, but it is unique, at least in my service, that we would sign it in this way. And I think that's appropriate given the extraordinary nature of the bill that we're signing and what it means for the future of this state, for the future of these young people, for every taxpayer in Indiana. Just a quick word about process, because our fourth graders aren't the only one who got a civics lesson. I did too. For a bill to become law in Indiana, it has to have four signatures: the Speaker of the House, the Senate pro tem, the President of the Senate, my partner, the Lieutenant Governor, and then me. It also turns out to matter that they be done in the right order. And therefore, we will follow that order today, and it'll start with the Speaker. What is different about today is that we're all going to sign it together. Typically, in my experience, the bills have passed from office to office and finally come to the Governor's office, and I've signed them alone. But I thought it would be a great idea, and the Speaker agreed, and the leader, if we all did this simultaneously on this occasion. And I just want to thank them publicly and all the members who worked with them so hard for several months to make this possible, for the cooperative nature of that process, the bipartisanship that prevailed throughout, the overwhelming bipartisan majorities that finally voted for this bill and for the companion resolution. But I want to say, even to those who finally couldn't bring themselves to support it, I appreciate their spirit of cooperation too. The debate was a fair one and an open one, and it was conducted without rancor and I think in really the best spirit of our democracy. So I want to say as clearly as I can to you, Mr. Speaker, and to the Senator Long, and all those people who you represent, all the other legislators here, I think you did Indiana proud throughout this process. So before we make law here, I've asked Senator Long to say a few words, followed by the Speaker, and then I'll wrap up and we'll sit down and make some history. Senator Long?
Governor, thank you. Well, I'll be very brief. This is really a truly historic moment. I think perhaps we'll never see, at least we haven't seen it to this point, a property tax reform bill like this in the country. This really is something special. And obviously, it took everyone here at this table and a whole lot more than that to get this done. We've been working hard on this issue for 9 months, but certainly for years before that, to really get something this meaningful and this permanent that we can say to the people of Indiana, to the taxpayers, that we really have given them true reform and a true tax break and a sea change in the way that they're going to pay their taxes in the future. I want to make a comment right now, though, to thank two people in particular on this. And of course, from my personal point of view, having had a front row seat through all this, I want to first thank the governor for taking the lead on this issue and teeing this issue up for the legislature by coming out with his plan, which I think was fair and reasonable and gave us the blueprint from which we ultimately created and drafted this bill today. And he deserves a tremendous amount of credit. Governor, I'll give you a hand right now for everything you did. And I guess for the second time, I also want to thank my compadre in the Senate, our fiscal leader, Senator Luke Kinley, who was from day one The person who worked through the legislative process to draft this language for us was went through all the summer meetings chairing the Tax and Financing Policy Commission, did a tremendous job helping to steer all of this through, working very closely with the Speaker on our behalf and our House Republican colleagues and our Senate Democrat colleagues. He did a tremendous job in guiding this through from the legislative perspective and from our end of it. And I, Luke, if I can bear with everyone, to ask you to clap one more time for Senator Kinley, please. I'll just sum this up by saying this is really a great day for all of us. We should feel very good about being Hoosiers. We're doing things in Indiana that other states only wish they could. And House Bill 1001 today is one of those great things, great achievements. I'm very proud to stand up here today with all of you, and let's enjoy this day. Okay?
Thank you. Governor, Senator Long, fellow Hoosiers, this bill does cut property taxes dramatically. It has several things that my House Democrats fought for years, one of which was the state takeover of welfare for children especially. And that is in this bill. And that is a big property tax cut for many of the urban areas and poor areas of our state to the tune of about $500 million. It also has the famous earned income tax credit that a long-standing member of my caucus has fought for, John Day, an increase of 6 to 9%. One of the things we were very concerned about and remain concerned about is education. But there's $170 million of reserve money in here to protect education in case there's a downturn that makes that harder for the state, since the state has assumed all of that. The other concern, of course, is for local government. But we did take over the older pension money, pre-77, that helps local government. And we have an appeal process in there that can also help them if some of these cuts, and there are cuts, are too deep. Any legislation this significant takes compromise. And sometimes compromise is a little painful. But you have to have a process to mitigate that within the bill. And I call this a work in progress because we have 8 months to see how it works out. But we know one thing. It's going to be about a 38% property tax cut for residents. That's what we said was the prime goal of this session, and that's what we did. So. There's a gentleman standing behind me that must have put in 1,000-plus hours traveling around the state having hearings. He's got more stamina than anybody I've ever seen. Some of those hearings lasted 8 hours. But he's a very patient man. And I want to tell you, Chairman Crawford deserves your recognition and appreciation. Thank you all for being here, and I thank all the legislators that are here.
Let me then just add my own personal note of thanks, first to the Speaker. He represented his caucus. He represented those for whom he has always spoken very, very well. He's a straight shooter, and he dealt with us honestly, and I do believe that the process of compromise, which does have its difficulties, as he mentioned, though, was enormously constructive and led to a better outcome than would have been the case through any other route. Senator. It's well we should mention Senator Kinley and Chairman Crawford. They were the two prime actors along with their leaders, and I cannot tell you how hard they work, but also how openly and how positively and how constructively. And again, I think we have seen a standard set that I hope Indiana can live up to as we deal with other tough issues in the future. So now, I'll invite the leaders to join me at this table. We'll each attach a signature in the correct order, and we'll make law that inaugurates a new era of taxpayer protection in this state that puts taxpayers first and taxpayer affordability first, and I believe gives Indiana yet another edge on its competition as America's best place to own a home or create a business. Let's make law.